Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the big room session on the ninth tool of recovery. So does everyone have a copy of the handout? It's a copy from Lifeline. If you don't have one, let me know and I will get you one. So we have two gentlemen today who are going to speak about this tool and give their perspectives on the tool, explain the tool using the handout, and you know, we really encourage you to take this home and actually read it if you haven't. Because as I said, I was at World Service last year, and there was a whole lot of discussion about this, and not just discussion in session, there was discussion among people that were attending the conference. You know, people would talk over meals or talk in the garden and have conversations about their experience with this ninth tool. So the tool had actually been voted in. We actually voted in action plan the prior year in 2010, but there was no definition for 1 year until World Service convened in 2011 and our current definition was voted in. So, you know, it's been in process for a long time. It existed for a year without a definition and now it has a definition. And I have used it in my personal career, my personal journey, and Randy and Ross are going to talk about their journey and how they've used the tool and some give you some food for thought. So without further ado, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Leanne. Hi, I'm Ross, a very grateful compulsive overeater. Given I had that time. A little about me. I am in program half my life. I in my 32nd year of program, and I came in on a Tuesday, and on Wednesday I received the gift. And that was the next morning I received the gift of abstinence. And through the grace of God, I quickly realized that it was a gift. It was special. It was my life. And one day at a time, I've been abstaining. This is my 32nd year. And I have also another gift. I've been maintaining a 75 to 80 pound weight loss over 31 years. And that's all, as we all know, one day at a time. So, like Leanne said, like in 2010, see, I'm part of Inner Group, and one of the things we do is we get the proposals, amendments, bylaw amendments and proposals. It's brought to the Inner Group, we vote on it, and then it comes back to us, and our reps take and represent the Inner Group. And when I first heard this in 2010 action plan, I embraced it. I mean, I said, this is it. This is going to bring more people in. I loved it. Is this a program of honesty? Oh, wait a minute. I said, what the heck is this? I said, look, eight tools, I love it. It's a nice number. Nine, why do we need nine? And like I'm saying, what is it? And that was, what is it? Exercise. I go, what? And I got to be honest, I voted against it. But as usual, I was outvoted. And the good thing is, I don't even mean me. I mean world. And world is a collection of all of us. And as Leanne said, it was passed in 2010. Okay. So then we get a message from World and to pass it on and say, we don't really have the what it is yet, but the groups are specific, your groups are feel free to share on it as you see it. So I said, I can't believe this. But as in a group rep, I called a business meeting and we discussed it and we decided not to talk about it because nobody knew exactly what the heck it was. So we didn't. So then this past world came in, and then a definition came out. And then I truly embraced it. And I looked at what it was and what it meant to me. And you know what? It really helps for me is when I simplify things in this program. And I kind of sometimes I'll look at something and I'll think about it and I'll look at that and I look at the action plan. And to me, it's a thing to do list. Now, that is very simplified. So I said, you know, that's a good thing. And immediately, our meeting, we adopted it. We changed our format. Instead of saying eight tools, we also, instead of saying eight tools, we said there are nine tools. Before the pamphlet came out, we downloaded it from World, and we got the action plan, and we incorporated it in that format, so we embraced it. And every week I heard it, and I liked it, and I liked it, and I liked it. But, you know, I have a lot of, there have been a lot of defects of character in my life, many, many, many. And I always say complacency is one of my biggest defects and enemies. But there's another one, and it kind of, you could tie them together, and it's procrastination. And I think I started procrastinating at a very young age when I would do my homework at the last minute or study for the test probably a half an hour before I had to go to school. And, you know, that led into when I entered my dieting career, which was a 14-year trek. And I started at 17. I was 31 when I walked into this program. So for 14 years, I would procrastinate about dieting. And I would then, and you know, the procrastination, it wasn't only procrastination, it was tied into fear. And that was my pattern. You know, say I'll start it again, I'll do it again. And it wasn't only the food, and it wasn't only diet. It was goals in life, or it was applying for that job, or it was asking somebody out on a date, or it was doing something, or honoring a commitment. I said, okay, I don't have to do it right now. And you know, the funny thing about it is when the action plan definition came out, I had, and a funny thing too, I was reading the action plan, the definition, coming out tools of recovery this morning. So somebody came up to me, and somebody I know from Intergroup, and he says, oh, you're reading action plan. He goes, you were really against that, weren't you? I said, yeah. You know, it's funny you should say that. Not that you had to remind me, but I'm glad you said it, and I started to chuckle. I said, because I am, he goes, you're talking on action plan? I go, yeah, because I use one. And I said, but you know what, I certainly, you know, want to tie that into my qualification because, you know, this program is about change. If I stand still, I go backwards. You know, I've been told that I have a stubborn side. Do I? And, you know, and so even when this came out, I didn't immediately embrace it. I didn't embrace it because I didn't use it. And then about a month ago, after procrastinating, I said, I am going to use it. I have been using it every day. Now, I am a newbie as far as the action plan, but I fell in love with it. And I had said that, told Margaret, if there's anything on action plan, I'd like to talk about it. You know, I had such a strong feeling to it. And I've been doing it every day. What I like about action plan, and if you read Tools of Recovery, the pamphlet, it will explain it more, and you could use it at, it could be used in many, many ways at many different levels. I glanced at this from Lifeline. It's excellent, and it tells you some stories on how it's used. I know for me how I want to share my experience and how I particularly use it. Right now, it is simple. It's a simple plan for me, but it's a plan I do every morning, and I do it for the day, and I have a little, like, you know, a little booklet, a little pad, and I write things down. And, you know, I'll tell you how it has helped me so much. And again, you know, it could be used, it could be excellent way, and you'll hear more about it, is to use it with a sponsor, or you as a sponsor working with your sponsoree. You can incorporate your food plan, definitely. Absolutely. Incorporate your food plan. You can incorporate your step work. You can incorporate how many phone calls you're going to make to other compulsive overeaters. There's so many things you can include in it. And for me, one of the things I wanted to include, and I've used it, one thing I want to do, and it's very simple. I just want to read the 12 steps every day. I just want to read them every day. I want to think and read them every day. So I put that on there. And you know, as you will hear, people who are in program a long time, well, not even people in program, you might hear people, you know, we embrace and live the steps. That is our goal, to practice these principles in all our affairs. But I always believe, personally, for me, to have a formal setting of working the steps. And I've done it through workshops. I've led workshops that are step studies, and I've done it personally, but... And I've done four steps, and you know, I've done that writing. But I was having trouble, what I call working the steps formally, and that really means a question, you know, in to where there are questions and I would answer them, and I could work it myself, and I could work it in a step study, and so I started to incorporate. Working the steps in the OA 12 and 12, and I would use the workbook. So I told you, you know, not that we ever have to be proven that we have defects, and you know, the defects will lessen, and the defects will become prominent in your mind so that you can do the most important thing. And you know, I left the spiritual side of working the action plan. I will address it. But that action plan, well, I'll address it right now. That action plan takes a different note with me because I am communicating with my higher power. I am communicating with God when I work that work plan. What I put in that plan, I am very serious about. When I get up in the morning to write the plan, the first thing I do before I write this plan, and like I said, for me it's not a long plan, I do a checklist of what I did. And I can say to you, except for a couple exceptions, I've done everything. And then I circle what I haven't done and I examine it. Okay, did you forget? Okay. That means you need to really look into your action plan during the course of the day. And I examine it because it keeps me thinking, and also I really truly believe gives me a closer contact with my higher power. So I have incorporated to working the steps into the action plan. So am I, you know, do I still procrastinate? You know, I've been in program like 31 years, so do I, like, so I got the workbook. I have the workbook. It's in the drawer, the big workbook. And I took it out, and if you know, the first question on the first step has some letters. And I looked at it, and I started it, and I filled out A, B, and C. I dated it. 2004. So I got this big empty book, and I tell you, every single day I've worked on the steps, either worked in the OA 12 and 12, answering the questions or reading if that's appropriate. And I will now tell you, and you know, in 31 years, I don't know if I ever said it. I don't know if I ever did, but I'm going to say it now. And I owe it all, this feeling, what I'm going to tell you, to the action plan and working the action plan and treating it seriously. I am enjoying writing my fourth step. I am. I devote 20 to 30 minutes a day to writing it. I am faithful to writing it. And I decided to do it very specific for me. I'm working with the OA 12 and 12 out of there. And like, you know, even if it doesn't apply to me anymore, I address every single question. And that's intense. And I don't know if I would be doing it if I didn't have that plan. And I just want to tell you, if you haven't used the action plan, again, there are many, many ways, many levels that you can use it, but use it. Work with your sponsor and set up a plan. Incorporate your food if that's what you need, and incorporate even exercise. And that's what I thought all it was, but absolutely put exercise in there on a daily basis, and you will be amazed at the direction you get from using the action plan. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Randy, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Randy.
I actually had an action plan coming here today. My plan was to attend meetings, but it was also to try to give service. And the first thing I did when I came in after I donated money was I asked, what can I do to help today? And ironically, I was supposed to be outside helping collect donations and give out tickets, but I ended up, God directed me to be in front of you guys talking about the action plan. I came into OA on a Saturday about 5 years ago, and I got abstinence on a Sunday 5 years later. That's a nod to you, Ross. And I've been abstinent now for, I think, between 75 and 80 days. I have not been keeping count. And I have come to believe, being in this program and another one, that I'm in a 12-step program, and the most important thing for me to do in order to continue to remain abstinent is to achieve the psychic change that Bill W. talked about in the Big Book. Which is to go from the thinking, the addictive thinking that I came into this program with, to a recovery thinking based on this program. And my gut says that the only way I'm going to be able to do that is by doing the 12 steps. The tools of recovery are ancillary to the program, but they also are necessary for me in that they help me stay both willing to work the steps and willing to stay abstinent, as well as motivated. If I do this program alone and in isolation, I will not achieve recovery. So what I find with the tools of the program is the first thing they do is they keep me connected to other people. Since one of them is going to meetings, and then another is making phone calls, which I don't do as often as I ought to, but I do. The action plan, I also thought when I first heard it that it was about exercise, and that didn't bother me on a personal level, but it did bother me on a fellowship level. I thought it was a strange idea to inject into this particular fellowship. But having said that, I now realize that it's not about that. It truly is about, and this program being one day at a time, it's about figuring out on a one day at a time daily basis, what is it I'm going to do today to remain abstinent and moving forward in my recovery. And for me, what that means first and foremost is, what am I going to do today to continue to work the steps that I need to work to stay sober and in recovery. And the first three steps I do on a daily basis by praying. Prayer life is very important to me. Prayer is my higher power. I don't know what's on the other side of prayer. It could be God, could be nothing. But prayer in and of itself is a very powerful force in my life that keeps me abstinent. So part of my daily action plan is prayer. And the first prayers I do is acknowledge that I'm powerless over food and that I need a higher power to restore me to sanity, and that for today I'm going to the best of my ability, turn my life and my will over to the care of that higher power. I then use prayer in other ways. Right now I'm working, I'm sort of working on step six, trying to get ready to do step seven. Part of my action plan is, in working with a sponsor, is I do set, I don't want to use the word deadlines, but for want of a better word, I do set a deadline for presenting to my sponsor the step that I'm working on. It doesn't necessarily mean that I've reached the point where I'm entirely ready, for example, step six, to remove my defects of character, but I am presenting the information that I've written down to a sponsor so that I've put some type of constraints so I'm not procrastinating working any one step. I gave my step six to my sponsor, and I told him, but I'm not entirely ready. So I don't know that I'm going to be doing step seven anytime soon, but we worked together and came up with a time for me to present step seven. And in the meantime, part of, again, this is part of my action plan, is to, on a daily basis, do something involved with the step that I'm on. So I've incorporated step six into my prior life. There are certain character defects that I know are, I'm very troubled and worried about giving up. One of them is dishonesty. I have a tendency to lie to get out of consequences and to lie to make myself look better than I actually am. And giving that up is hard. So I pray, God, you know, help me give up the fear of consequences of being truthful, and help me give up the need to be something I am not to other people. So that is part of my daily action plan. And there are other things too. I am focusing on the steps. For me, abstinence has been a journey since I first came into the program. For me, when I first came into the program, abstinence meant I didn't eat certain foods. Ate whatever I wanted that wasn't on that list of foods, but that was my abstinence. And, you know, there have been people in this fellowship who pointed out to me that abstinence means refraining from compulsive overeating. It doesn't mean refraining from eating certain foods. So that has changed over time, and I've become more and more willing on a daily basis to, if not weigh and measure, you know, precisely, to know what, you know, basically what amounts of food I'm putting into my body and what foods I'm putting into my body. I actually found for myself that I did have to give up foods that I thought I wouldn't give up. For me, I no longer eat the flour, and I no longer, you know, with sugar, there are like limits on, if I flip it around, the product around, and I see that it's a certain number of grams of sugar per serving, I'm not buying that product, even if the food itself, it would not necessarily be a food I would think was triggering. So that's part of my personal action plan. Truthfully, I volunteered to do this because the speaker who was supposed to be here didn't show up. I don't even know what the definition of the action plan is. I had to ask, and my understanding is it's fairly complicated when you read it, but it boils down to making a daily commitment to do what it takes to stay abstinent by what you believe abstinence to be and in recovery. Part of my action plan is to go to meetings. I don't make as many meetings of this fellowship as I wish I did, but I do go to meetings in 12-step fellowships on a daily basis. At a meeting, I will find a way to provide service, whatever it is. It might be, you know, moving chairs back to their original position, you know, helping somebody gather up the books to put them into a bag, anything to get out of myself, because I came into this fellowship and remain a very selfish, you know, self-centered, self-driven person. So part of my daily strivings is to find a way out of that. And the only way I can do that is to provide aid, comfort, and service to other people, however small. And I think over time it's changing the way I view myself in the world. I've been talking for way too long, so I'm going to stop. Thank you.
Leanne, grateful compulsive eater.
Leanne.
So we have some time. This session will go another 15 minutes till 20 past. We have some time to take questions for our panelists and or share on what action plan either means to you or how you use action plan on a daily basis or on whatever basis in your recovery. So what I guess I'll do is open the floor. What do you like to share?
I'm going to ask a question. If you're in another program and you're if you're in another program and if you're in another program, another 12-step program, and you're working the steps, for me, I'm struggling with time issues, time management. It seems like you always have so much, you know, so much time to do things in the day. This is very important too. And do you have any suggestions on, like, maybe how you can be working to step programs? Like, in, you know, answering questions, because I will be a type of person who, like, sometimes will feel so overwhelmed, and I'll say, well, I just have to focus on just this right now, and then put maybe OA aside, and then I get into trouble because I'm not working OA, and then, it, you know, like they said, this disease is cunning, baffling, and whatever else
the
phrase goes. So I'm just interested in what you would have to say about that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who's got something to say? You know, I can address that. As far as working two programs, I never have. It's been OA. But as far as time, you know, element, how much time are you going to devote? And like I said before, especially now, I put minutes in. I say I'm going to work 20 minutes on this writing. I'm going to do 30 minutes on this writing. And, you know, it gives me direction. There are a lot of things you can work both programs. You can alternate days. You could put time limits for, you know, 10 minutes on this one and 10 minutes on that one. And I think you can work with your sponsor on that, and they will be very helpful. But, you know, seeing that time in black and white just helps me immensely. Gives me the direction I need.
I'm actually in two programs, and it can be an issue. The truth of the matter is, though, is that the only step that's individual to a program is step one. When I ask or come to believe that God can restore me to sanity, there's nothing in it that says restore me to sanity only as to food. It's restoring me to sanity, and all the rest of the steps are universal and they're a holistic in terms of the approach. What I have done with regard to step one, even though I'm not on step one, is I periodically incorporate it into my shares at a meeting. And if you're new to a program, in either of your programs, and you haven't really fully incorporated the idea that you're powerless over food and that your life's become unmanageable, and you're finding that time's an issue, when you're at a meeting, I personally would be hitting that every single time I shared. What I have found when I do that is oftentimes it sparks other people to share on that step, and it creates a greater sense of belonging for me, and also helps me, it deepens my understanding of the first step to hear other people share about it. So that's one thing that I've done. The other is that part of the action step, which I don't think either one of us really hit on hard, is working with your sponsor to figure out what's the best way to approach your day, because the last thing we want to do is take control of our own recovery, because when we do that, then we're not surrendering it up to God. And working with a sponsor is one of the tools of this program and frankly every program that I know of. So work with both sponsors to come to an understanding of what time you have and what's the best way to use that time in order to work both programs satisfactorily.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I'm grateful to host Felger and Food
Ad. Hey, Bob.
I sort of felt when I heard about this new tool, I said, well, I don't know why we need another tool also. I guess, you know, it's been very hard for me because I was brought up in the AA 12 to 12. I don't even read the OA step up. And change is difficult for me. When I heard about it, I didn't read anything about it. I didn't want to know anything about it. All I could do is tell everybody I don't like it. But today, listening to both of them, I'm going to look into it and start thinking about doing something with it because I need to. I need to keep my memory green. What I need to be doing each day rather than just doing something to say I did something. And that's the difference, and I think that's what that's about. It's about having some kind of plan, some kind of focus, and a beginning and an end. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Hi, my name is Sue, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Do I need this? Or do you need this? I do. Okay. I come from the West Jersey intergroup, and we have incorporated, after much resistance to the plan of action, when it initially came out, because the idea was that everybody had this mentality that it meant exercise, and our fear was that OA would become a diet club as opposed to what it is, a 12-step program. But over the years, you know, with the evolution of the idea of it and the definition, which I don't have the definition here either, we read the definition at our meetings now. And we also, I came through a program where, you know, I had a plan of action before they incorporated a plan of action. You know, my plan of action is I get up every day and I write down what I'm going to eat. And that is my plan of action for the day. And then I call my sponsor and I tell her what I'm going to eat. And it, the plan of action can be as simple as that. And it can keep us working the program, keep us, you know, keep me connected with people in the program, which is important to me. I've been in the program for years. But it's very important for me to stay connected with the people that helped me in the beginning, 12, 13 years ago. They're really the most important people in my life. And to be able to, because those two things open the door for me personally to connect with the higher power, to go to meetings, to try and change my behavior, all those things. But if I didn't have that, those particular two items in my plan of action, then I wouldn't, I would find it difficult to connect with God because my mind would be so foggy. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sharon.
Yep. No. My name is Donna, and I'm from the 42 group.
Which I don't know.
Great to be here. I've been in the program about a year and a half,